Someone set me up. Someone from the inside.
Lorraine, there's a double agent hunting our operatives in Berlin. Your mission, find out who did this. Remember, trust no one. Your contact is David Percival. So what was your first impression?
Disastrous.
Berlin has its own set of rules.
I trust you, but as far as I can throw you. You sent me into a hornet's nest. Well, then you knew that, didn't you?
The fuck is that humming? Anyway, though, hey, Atomic Blonde, based off the graphic novel The Coldest City. I can only pray that graphic novel is better than this fucking movie right here, because this movie sucked. This movie, oh my god, let's go ahead and talk about it. Look, I'll talk about it as much as I can, because I'm not gonna lie, I don't know what the fuck this movie's about, so. Everybody's going around saying it's Charlize Theron kicking people's ass. Yeah, in about three sequences, not really the whole movie. It isn't like John Wick 2 where it's just bam, 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 bam. No, this is, hey, I'll kick somebody ass here. Let's go 30 more minutes. I'll kick somebody ass here. 20 more minutes. I'll kick somebody ass here. Oh, and it just ended. Oh. Damn. Alrighty then. plot synopsis. So we got... First thing I see is a stupid-ass photo of Harley Quinn. I'm so sick of seeing that bitch. Charlize Theron, she plays Lorraine Bruton. And she's a MI6 agent going. She's sent to Berlin during the Cold War. I think it was, they said 1989, if I'm not mistaken. She's there to investigate the murder of a fellow agent and recover the missing list. From the list has a bunch of double agents. It pretty much exposes all the agents that are undercover and stuff like that. You know that tired old plot right there, where the whatever question mark agency has a list of all their undercover agents, and somehow this one agent has a hold of it. He ends up getting killed, and then next thing you know it, they're all their other agents could be exposed. Why do they keep making that one list and giving it to an agent on the field? Why don't they keep it somewhere in? I digress, whatever. That's pretty much a plot synopsis, to be honest. I mean, that's the plot synopsis in the non-movie spoilers way, because usually I'll go through plot beat, plot beat, plot beat. But I'm not going to lie, I had no idea figuring out what the hell this movie was about. This movie made, well, I'm already stupid, but this movie made me feel even dumber than what I already was. I'm sitting there going like, how come I can't figure this out? This is a stupid action flick. And yet, it's so convoluted in its own double-crossing here and stuff like that, that it's making me feel retarded now. And I didn't appreciate that about the movie, neither. If I got to give out some positives of the film, Charlize Theron. She sucked. Oh, no. she did kind of suck. I'm not going to lie. She tried to have this British accent, and she was pretty terrible in it. And, you know, the thing about it is, you would have never noticed that accent because she barely tries to do it. But is there in those few moments where she does do it, you go like, oh, my God, she is supposed to be a British agent. And then you realize, wow, that accent was pretty terrible. And it's so in and out that you just kind of look at her and go like, yeah, that's not good at all. I mean, she's great in her own stunts as far as that goes. But that's about as far as I can give her. The action sequences, I thought were entertaining, but there's only one in here really that like really stood out. And you're probably going to hear about this from every other reviewer. This is going to be a really short review, by the way, people. It's probably going to be like 10 minutes or so, because I don't really have a lot to say about this. But the action sequence that she had on the staircase, That one was kick-ass. It's a scene where you see all the umbrellas go up and stuff. And this is where you start to really get into more of the story. And I thought from this point on, when this sequence happened, the film was a little bit better in some aspect. It had, like, a faster pace in this situation of, like, we're getting to where the heart of the meat of this story is. And it had some cool action sequences in this part. Because I gotta tell you, the one where you see in the trailer where she chokes the guy and jumps off thing, that was kind of lackluster as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I thought pretty much before that sequence, although they were good as far as shooting them in that one shot frame, I just really thought they were lackluster. There was no like bub hit beats there that was like, oh, that's cool, you know. I know you see in the trailer as well that, like, you know, she had a relationship with this agent that was killed. They briefly go over that shit. Like, they don't even talk about it, whatever. It really is just her waking up out of the bathtub because she feels like drowning herself, I guess. And she's just burning the picture of those two together. And that's, like, the only other mention of that ever in this whole film. And I was like, wow. Like, the character for her, whatever they writ for her, it sucks ass, actually. Like, she has no character development whatsoever. Although John Wick, because I know a lot of people going around calling this Jane Wick and they want to do a crossover. I don't fucking want to see that. I'm not going to lie. But I got to tell you, at least with John Wick, although his shit is simple, you understand where the character is coming from. And he's just not a man to be messed with. In here, this is just a woman doing her job. And her job kind of fucking sucks. Let's be real. So, action sequences, I'll give those a plus. I'll say the style of the film had that light blue neon color sign going around with the Cold War aspect of what really in Berlin looked like. I thought that looked unique in some aspects of itself. I have no idea if this is like the graphic novel or not. I never even read this graphic novel, and after this movie, I really don't want to. Really, that's all I positive I can say. I can say James McAvoy. Man, they wrote so much for his character. It just became kind of convoluted in some aspect. But I will say that James McAvoy performance, he's easily the best thing out of the whole movie. Like, he's really bringing some life, or at least trying to. It's just his character is just so, I would say, so undermining and dirty-handed and stuff like that, that he goes through these certain, like, twists of, it's kind of clear that he's the double agent, but then it's kind of unclear as to what's his motivation and what he's doing. You don't really know the motivation of anybody's goal in this whole movie. And that's probably what slows down his character arc at least a little bit. But as far as his performance goes, James McAvoy, I'm almost convinced that this guy is not only one of the best, but he's probably one of the best actors working today, because this guy can show up in something where they give him a completely non-interic character here, and yet he still kind of just sells it and goes with it, and not only that, knocks it out of the park in some aspect. He might be one of the best actors working today. I'd probably put him in my top three right now, because he really was bringing some energy to this film, and he was trying. It was just so hard to get behind his character because of the writing itself. But other than that, I thought James McAvoy was phenomenal in what he did. Okay, let's talk about the bad now. The bad of this film. Every goddamn thing. Let's go out of here. It's a fucking goodbye, everybody. No. The first thing I want to talk about is the story itself. That first hour is fucking boring as hell. I gotta tell you. I was just sitting there, and we open up with this, with the agent being killed, ran over by a car, then shot in the head, body thrown in the air. And I gotta tell you, I was like, I thought it would have opened up with Charlize Theron doing some mission, her kicking somebody's ass or something like that. Basically, I got a different movie than what I was expecting. And that first hour was just so fucking boring and disjointed that I was like, oh my God, I could care less what happens in the second hour, to be honest. And the reason why for that is I wish it would have took a different directional choice. But it went with this choice, and I got to criticize this right here. The directional choice it went to is she's got Toby Jones, who plays Eric Gray in here, and John Goodman, who plays Emmett Kurtzfeld, and they're interrogating her as far as, you know, they want to know how this mission went down, what happened to the list, blah, 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 etc. So it's basically her telling the story of how it led up to these events, and the movie between this hour, shit, even the second hour, but more so in this first hour, it keeps telling the story, and then it'll stop to come back to present day time to chat with these three. And it's just like, plus there's a man behind the glass wall too, who you don't really give a fuck about neither. You're just kind of like, I don't really give a shit, to be honest. There's one thing I want to get into a little bit later, which I'll probably talk about that. I can't take credit for saying this, but if I'm not mistaken, it was when this trailer first got released and I was watching Movie Talk, and it was Clark Wolf, if I'm not mistaken. She had brought up something that I think really did stand out when I heard that, and I was just like, we'll see when that movie comes out. But yeah, sure enough, it did feel that way as well, so I'm going to talk about that. But more on this first hour, it's just, it was so bleak, boring, and dry. It had no style to it, if you ask me. And the two action sequences that were in there, which was the car chase where she hits that dude with her shoe and stuff like that, is when she lands right in Berlin, and the sequence where she jumps off the balcony with the guy with the rope around the dude's neck or whatever, I didn't really think much of those at all. Like, especially when the first sequence where when Charlize Theron is taking her heel off, and the dude is like legitimately watching her, because they're saying some shit that's just like, okay, you guys aren't appearing who you're supposed to be. You're the KGB. You're the enemy right here. She takes her heel off and damn near beats this dude in his throat with it. And it's like, yeah, you kind of deserve that ass whooping, dude. It's like, how could you not see her? Like, she didn't even try to like hide that shit. She's just like, oh yeah, yeah, keep telling me about it. Like, maybe he thought that she was trying to get comfortable or something like that, or maybe she was gonna drop them panties in him or something. But you know, it's like, come on, man. Especially when you got these Louis Vuitton heels on and stuff like that. I mean, come on. Wait a minute, was Louis Vuitton even made back then? Nah, I don't think so. So never mind then. I'm just making up shit now. I don't know what kind of heels they were. I thought that action sequence was whatever. Meh, whatever. And then you get to the one where, she's got her fucking Miss Marvel costume on or whatever. Maybe she was campaigning for that movie. She fights these guys in the kitchen and stuff like that. And it was all right. You know, it didn't really do anything for me, but I was just like, they're pretty lackluster. And then we meet this character, played by Sophia Boutella, plays Delphine Lascelles, and she's a French. Damn, what was she? She wasn't an MI. Well, oh my God, she was a French agent, basically. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of following around. You don't really know what her deal is, if she's like an agent or not like that, or if she's like a KGB spy or something. She kind of flirts on Charlize Theron character here, and she ends up inviting her to this club. Charlize Theron takes her up on the offer, goes to the club, and they're about to make out, but then Charlize Theron reaches for her gun and tells her to expose herself as this French agent and stuff like that. But then, sure enough, this is the point I was about to bring up with Clark Wolf. She brought up that, why does this movie have to have that? Or at least the trailer scene, why did it have to have that? You know, it just feels like they're kind of over-sexualizing her, because it's a female character in this role or whatever. And, like, you know, something like John Wick or something like that, they would never do something like this. Sure enough, they didn't do that with John Wick. So, and in here, they do it. And I figured that, you know, wait till we see the movie, and then maybe it'll be something to that. And at first, I thought it was that she was going to, you know, interrogate the girl. And Charlize Theron even says, you know, of course, I made contact with the girl because I feel like I can get information I needed out of her. Well, before she even slept with her, it felt like she could get information from this girl. This girl sucked, okay? Sophia Boutella is fucking terrible in this goddamn movie, all right? I mean, has she ever been good in anything? No, I'm just... She sucks ass, though. And that reasoning of I wanted to get information from her, you could have got information from her there too, whatever. She just felt like she didn't even play the part correctly, because she was just so weak, if you ask me. I mean, she already broke down in this scene when Charlize Theron put the gun in her, but then they end up having the sex sequence that you had, which just completely felt unnecessary, and you get about a side boob action. But it really did, for me at least, and this is coming from a guy that loved to see Charlize Theron naked and stuff like that. But watching that sequence, and it happened multiple times too. Now, granted, they didn't show that, but there was multiple sequences where, you know, she's in bed laying with her, or they're having some kind of relationship going on here. And it really didn't feel like she was getting anything out of it. It just felt like that was for her own pleasure, I guess. But as soon as I saw the sex sequence, it just completely felt unnecessary and just out of place. I was just like, yeah, I don't get why you would do this, whatever. And, you know, I could be for it or whatever, but this movie spends so little time building what kind of character you are that I don't know what you're getting out of this. And as far as that whole I'm getting information out of her, I find that to be completely bullshit, because it looks like you could have got information from this girl beforehand. I did not like that sequence at all. I thought it was just terrible. It really just brought the movie down for me. I never thought I'd say this at all. You know, a lesbian sex sequence here or whatever. It was just like, yeah, this adds nothing, whatever. It really did feel like that was just thrown in there to get an audience to come in there. And, you know, kudos to Clark Wolf for pointing that out, because it really did come off that way as well, too, you know. And she said that in the trailer when they were talking about it. So, I mean, if it came across like that in the trailer, I can imagine when people go see the movie, because it really does just fall off that way. And not to mention her character itself, Sophia Boutella. Like, she has a lame-ass exit as well, too. Once we find out that, you know, James McAvoy is, I wouldn't say cahoots, but she knows who James McAvoy is. And he plays David Percival in here. We later find out he was kind of friends with the dude that was killed. But he also gets the list early on in the film. But then I'm not gonna lie, I got lost in this part. He kind of, even though he gets the list, he still leaves Charlize Theron on as if they're going to get the list. I mean, they're trying to protect this guy. And this is the most ridiculous fucking, I gotta tell you, as much as I love that stairway sequence, this is the most ridiculous fucking sequence ever. They're trying to get this guy, Eddie Marsden, out of the country, him and his family, because he saw the list and he's memorized it. James McAvoy, that's kind of like his client or whatever and stuff. They're trying to get him out of here. I kid you not, his fucking name is Spyglass. You might as well put a fucking neon blue bar sign light on him and said, "This guy knows the list. Get him." You know? I was like, Spyglass? Are you serious? Wow. I was like, is this movie a parody of spy movies? Like, is it? It's trying to be funny, but no. This movie is dead on serious, I have to tell you. And you know, he ends up getting killed by, or at least shot by, James McAvoy in the weirdest fucking shot possible, too. You know, that when they put the umbrellas up, he kind of branches off. And it's funny because he's literally right behind Charlize Theron, and he runs with the family to a car, and he secretly sideways shoots Spyglass. And you're just wondering, like, wait a minute, hold on. And I know I might be nitpicking here. So it's on his left side where he got shot. James McAvoy goes to the right side, to the car. How the fuck did he shoot this dude? Are we back on wanted level? Did he curve a bullet and shoot this dude on his left side of his stomach or whatever? Or is he like, he wasn't even looking either when he shot this too. Maybe this was some wanted shit. He curved the bullet. Charlize Theron replaced Angelina Jolie, people. This is Wanted 2, the Wanted 2 that the director's been wanting to make here. And not only that, he not only hits his target, but he don't hit nobody else. Nobody sees where the bullets come from. That sequence there was just, like, mind-blowing here. And I was just like, okay, so theories of this guy is he is the double agent here. But what's his end game here? They still don't go over what his end game was. And by the time Charlize Theron kills him, you still don't know what his goal of the movie was. He's just like, oh, okay. I guess he was just a double agent. We later on find out that John Goodman, after all the shit he's been giving her, throughout this whole film, when they're doing this interrogation with her, we later find out that he's on the same side as her, or whatever. Like, this movie just got too cute for its own good, and trying to do this double-crossing, double-agent thing, or whatever, towards the end and stuff. It did it, like, 3 or 4 times, and it was just like, I don't even know what the fuck is going on anymore. I really don't. And if they were I don't know why people like this film, to be honest, neither. Like, it's up there in the late 70s right now on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm, like, trying to figure this out. Like, this movie is not good at all. Characters suck. I'm talking about all of them. All of the characters suck. I'm sorry, but if you have John Goodman in the movie and you waste him just sitting in a fucking room like he's Edward Norton in a damn Jason Bourne film, then, yeah, you deserve kind of a fuck it, to be honest. I mean, I will say that... although I was bored, I gotta say, I think it was to the second hour, even though I kicked in somewhat of an excitement. This action sequence on the stairway was shot really damn well, and it was brutal as hell, and people was getting their ass beat too. And they had this cyborg-looking dude. This dude would not die. I mean, he's getting stabbed in the head and shit like that, whatever, and yet he still comes out. I love it, though. There is in this car sequence where when she gets in the car after escaping this stairway sequence, she's trying to get this guy out to a hospital, I guess, wherever she's trying to take him. And she ends up having to back up after she didn't pretty much destroyed this street and cars behind her and stuff. This street looked brand new, by the way. Like, it's almost like they were on a completely different street or whatever. So it was just little nitpicks like that. I noticed stuff. I mean, I will say the film somewhat got better in its pace-wise towards that second hour. The action sequences step up a little bit more. We're kind of just wrapping the story up a little bit. I will say, though, I was just still sitting there just going like, oh my God, just fucking end already, please. I mean, I can't completely give it a fuck it because I love the hell out of that fight sequence on the stairway. It was pretty long. It had to go on for about maybe 5 minutes and stuff. I will say the look of the film looks great. James McAvoy, I got to give this guy some credit for the energy he just brought to the film because everybody else, this shit was just a Debbie Downer, to be honest. I was just like, all right. I mean, even in John Wick 2, you know, or John Wick himself, I'm having fun, you know. It's brutal as fuck, and it's kind of a mopey story, too, you know. Oh, you killed the dog of my wife and stuff, like, take my car and stuff, you know. But they still find a way to put some a little bit of excitement in here, in that film. And in here, it really was just a boring spy procedural. And not even that or whatever. The procedural was more so of her going over the story. That really kind of fucked up the pacing of the movie, too, was her going back and forth between the interrogation room, just telling the story of what happened and stuff. And this whole thing of the list, too. Nobody was even using the list. The guy that had the list, he didn't even use it or try to sell it. James McAvoy, I don't even know what the fuck he wanted to do with the list. He read it. That's about it. He just says, I know who your agents are. But it's like, who cares? The one last thing I want to talk about is the music here. Look, I loved a lot of the music in here. Hell, I can tell you this right now. Some of the music wasn't even in this time frame. But I digress. Whatever it may be here. I gotta say, this is the first time I've heard music like this just randomly thrown into the screen. Now, some of the music choices, they were damn near like foreshadowing and shit. They're telling you what's going on in this certain sequence and stuff like that, or what may be happening. I thought that was somewhat okay, a little silly in some aspects. But then the rest of the music, because there's like, you know, constant scenes, you know, because this is set in the late 80s or whatever, you know, so there's scenes where they're talking secret stuff, whatever, and, you know, Charlize Theron will blast some music, so I guess just in case there's a bug tapped her room or whatever, she'll turn the music up so nobody else can hear or whatever, you know, clever and stuff like that. But I gotta tell you, this is the first time I heard, like, a soundtrack I really loved, and this is coming from this year, too, you know, coming off of The Guardians and Baby Driver, where at least in Guardians and both of those films and in Baby Driver, the music felt like it was organically put in. It felt like it wasn't just thrown into the movie. It felt like it actually helped with the story in some aspects. Watching this movie, I gotta say, it felt like the music was just thrown in there, to be honest. And I gotta tell you, I thought some of the music scenes in here too were just random as fuck. You know, some of them are just like club sequences or like her just walking or whatever it may be. And the music was almost trying to act like as if this movie had a style to it, which I know what the style was. The style is just boring as fuck. So I think that's what it's called, too. The style is boring as fuck. Because this movie literally was boring as fuck. It was damn near putting me to sleep. The only thing keeping me awake is what the people in front of me was eating. The smell of it kept me awake, whatever. And I was just like, what the hell is that smell? This shit smells bad, dude. I was like, I don't know what y'all got at the fucking stand up there. But, ugh. And, yeah, that was kind of keeping me awake a little bit. Because I'm not going to lie, I was dozing off and ready to get the hell out of here. I like the music itself, but as far as how it integrated into the film, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it neither. And I'm shocked to even say that, too. I thought that would be my favorite aspect of the film, too. It was cool at first, but then it just kind of kept going with it. And it was just like, there's no reason for this scene to even have music in here. What are you doing? And I don't know if it's just because fresh off Baby Driver, and seeing how that movie just integrated the music into it, it felt natural and stuff. And in here, it felt like it was just going for style over substance here. That's what it is about, you know? And it just didn't work for me. I'm not going to give this movie a fuck it. I know some people are saying you can get some entertainment out of it. I guess so. I guess I didn't really get that much entertainment at all from it. I mean, I'm not even trying to give it a pass based on that action sequence. As far as I'm concerned, that was a 5-minute scene out of a 2-hour film, because this movie is long as fuck, too. It feels that way. And it's just like, ugh, end already here. But, you know, I'll go low stream it. It didn't really piss me off. Only aspect of it that pissed me off, really, of it is that it got so convoluted in thinking that it's smarter than what it is. It started doing all these twists and turns that it made me feel stupid trying to figure out what the plot is. And I'm just like, why do I have to figure out what the plot is of this movie? Like, this isn't like, you know, fucking Citizen Kane or something like that. It's like, what's going on here? It's like you're marketing yourself as, like, you know, the next John Wick franchise here, and yet you're not like that at all, to be honest. So I'll go low stream it. That's a very low stream it. I'm still shocked that people are entertained by this. But I digress, whatever it may be. But I was not entertained by this at all. I'll give James McAvoy and the action sequences, it's low stream it. But the rest of it, yeah, I was not feeling this movie at all. I'm actually shocked Charlize Theron wasn't that great neither, to be honest. She has a little bit of fucking dialogue in the film. A little bit of dialogue she does have. It's, she's going in and out of that with that accent. And just like, eh. It's not that great. And plus, her character just sucks. There's nothing given to her character at all. You know, you think they set something up at the beginning with it, but no, you don't even know her motivation at all, neither. And she's the fucking character you're following throughout the whole film. So, low stream it, but don't go waste your time watching this fucking movie.
The clock is ticking. I'm impressed.
Come on!